This news update is being brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. Vance spoke Sunday as the shutdown entered its 12th day. He warned that the new cuts would be, quote, painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure that the military would be paid and some services would be preserved for low-income Americans, including food assistance. Hundreds of thousands of workers have been furloughed in recent days. In a court filing on Friday, the White House said well over 4,000 employees would soon be fired. Vance said the new cuts would be, quote, painful. Fewer choices may be on the menu again as Medicare patients shop for prescription coverage this fall. The number of available standalone drug plans has fallen for a few years, and that trend will continue for 2026. Most markets will still have several choices, but options are becoming particularly sparse for shoppers with low-income subsidies who want to pay no premium. Plus, help may be harder to find as some big insurers no longer pay broker commissions for new business. Shoppers have just a few weeks, starting October 15th, to sort out coverage for next year. A mass shooting at a crowded bar on the idyllic South Carolina island of St. Helena left four people dead and at least 20 injured. Officials from the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office says the shooting occurred early Sunday at Willie's Bar and Grill on St. Helena. A large crowd was at the scene when sheriff's deputies arrived and found several people suffering from gunshot wounds. Among the injured, four were in critical condition at area hospitals. The victims' identities were not released. The bar owner tells the Post and Courier newspaper that people were attending a high school alumni tailgate event. Former NFL quarterback and sports analyst Mark Sanchez has been released from custody about a week after police said he was stabbed during a fight with a truck driver in Indiana. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department confirmed Sanchez's release on Sunday. He faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanor charges for what prosecutors have said was a fight over parking. Police say Sanchez was hospitalized with stab wounds to his upper right torso. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a game between the Colts and Las Vegas Raiders. A defense attorney for Sanchez did not immediately respond for comment. Diane Keaton, the Oscar-winning star known for films like Annie Hall and The Godfather, has died at 79, a family member has told the Associated Press. People magazine reported her death on Saturday in California, citing a family spokesperson. No further details were immediately available. The news has shocked fans worldwide. Her unique style and depth made her a standout actor of her generation. She became iconic with roles like Annie Hall and Kay Adams. Her career spanned decades, charming audiences in films like Baby Boom, Father of the Bride, and First Wives Club. Keaton's legacy in film remains timeless. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on Thumb Broadcasting after this.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb area LS tractor dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors tractors and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
In state and local news, former Detroit Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick has died at the age of 80, according to her family. The family announced Cheeks Kilpatrick's death on Wednesday in a statement, calling her a, quote, tireless warrior for Detroit and a, quote, unwavering champion for her constituents. A Democrat, Cheeks Kilpatrick became the second black woman to serve in the U.S. House following her election in 1996. By her second term, she was assigned to the powerful House Appropriations Committee, where she worked to secure federal resources for Detroit. She was a member of the Congressional Black Caucus and served as its chair from 2007 to 2009. A former school teacher, Cheeks Kilpatrick first was elected in 1978 to the Michigan House of Representatives, where she served 9 consecutive terms. Kilpatrick ran for re-election in 2010, but lost in the Democratic primary. The Michigan men's basketball program has announced that the Wolverines will honor the career of former Consensus National Player of the Year Trey Burke by raising his number 3 jersey to the Chrysler Center rafters when Michigan hosts Ohio State on Friday, January 23rd. Burke will become the 6th Wolverine to have his jersey honored inside Chrysler Center, joining Michigan legends Kazee Russell, Rudy Tomjanovich, Phil Hubbard, Glenn Rice, and Bill Bunton. Burke's sophomore season was one of the finest in school history. He averaged 18 points and 6 assists, setting Michigan's single-season assist record and helped guide the Wolverines to their first Final Four in 20 years. Following that season, Burke swept the nation's top individual awards, including the Wooden Award, becoming the first Wolverine to be recognized as the Consensus National Player of the Year. He was also a Consensus First Team All-American before declaring for the 2013 NBA Draft. With the 2025-26 academic year fully underway, students in the Caseville Public School District are enjoying the upgrades to facilities. Some of the work that has been done includes renovating the auditorium, a new robotic, science, and STEM labs, a new reading center, upgraded security, a new greenhouse, and the track and recreation areas have been improved. Some of the district happenings that are coming include parent-teacher conferences on October 16th, a picture day October 14th, and classes will be dismissed at 1:50 p.m. this coming Friday. The Board of Education is scheduled to meet at 6 p.m. on October 15th in the Media Center. Before that meeting, there will be a Facilities Committee meeting on the same day. In Pigeon, leaf pickup in the village is underway and it will continue until Monday, November 24th, depending on the weather. Leaf pickup will be done on Mondays and Thursdays. The council asks residents to place the leaves on the grass instead of in the street. Doing that enables the DPW to pick up the leaves during wet condition and it protects the storm sewers. MTERRA will be accepting yard waste materials. Residents are asked to mark the containers with yard waste with an X and to face the X towards the street. Also, branches, leaves, or grass clippings that need to be taken care of can be taken to the DPW garage at 70 North Main Street and not be placed on the street as it creates a hazard. MTERRA's yard waste collection ends November 26th and will pick back up April 1st. And that is the news for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment.